Today's daf in Masechet Chulin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Ayin Chet, and we're holding right at the Halakha Perek, introduced by our very own Halakha Talisker Rebbe. Fine ton.
I did it already. Getting confused between stuff.
All right, we're moving on now to a new sugya, and this is the sugya based on the pasuk v'shor oseh otoved beno lo tishchatu biyom echad. So you're not allowed, even if you have an opportunity to have this animal. It doesn't matter whether it's your personal or whether it's for a korban. You cannot shecht it biyom echad. Now this, what we're about to learn, is actually, we're going to see this reoccurring numerous times in the remainder of the Masechet. There's a particular format that when we introduce a new mitzvah, we go through the following. Bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz l'aretz, bein b'fnei abayit, b'shelo b'fnei abayit, b'chulein u'b'mukdashim, even though in many of these Mishnayos, it's not much of a chiddush. One or two of these things, this is the template that we do it. So it doesn't matter whether you shechted a korban and the korban was usher to shecht because its mother had been shechted on the same day, or whether you shecht chulin. Now, there are very many different ways in which this is expressed. Because, look, let's take different cases. Ketzat. Somebody shechts, let's take the simple cases. Somebody has two animals of chulin. He shechts these animals of chulin at b'chutz. And we said, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, b'fnei abayit shelo, b'fnei abayit, b'chulin u'b'mukdashim. So let's take the simplest case. B'chulin and it's chutz. Chutz means it's certainly not in the Beis HaMikdash, right? And both of these animals are kosher because Osov Ezbeno does not passel chulin, why would it be puzzle? You did an avera in shechting it, but it never says you're not allowed to eat it. So both are kosher, but the person who shechs the second one is over on the iser. So the second guy could be the second person, could be a different guy. But that guy, the second one, is going to be chayim malkas for the iser of otov et beno lo tishchatu. Now that's the simple case. Now let's take a case of kachim, where both the parent and child were kachim, and they were shechted b'chutz. Well, the first one who shechted kachim b'chutz, that animal was kosher to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, it's shchute chutz. It's shchute chutz, what's the din? You're chayiv kares for. So the first person that shechts it is actually going to be chayiv kares, because it was a kosher korban. But both of them are pasul, because the second one is actually not roi for the Beis HaMikdash at all, but since it was shechted b'chutz, it's obviously a pasul korban, and both of them are going to get malkus, because the second guy will also get malkus because of osov ezbeno. So, how about if both of them are chulin, and both of them were shechted in the Beis HaMikdash? Well, both of them are pasul, because chulin shenishchatu ba'azara is actually usur to eat. This is shneim psulim, is a gabi rule. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara is usur. V'hasheni sofeget harba'im. There's no isur lav on shechting chulin ba'azara, but there is an isur aseh. And therefore, the second one gets malkus, only the second one, because of Oso Bezbeno. Now, what about if both of them were kachim, and you shechted both of them inside the Azara? Well, the first one, you did the right thing, obviously. I mean, the carbon is kosher, and obviously he's butter, he didn't do anything wrong. The Hasheni, but the second one is going to be chayiv malkas for Oso Bezbeno, and the carbon will not be kosher. Why will it not be kosher? Not because of Oto Bezbeno, but because of Mechusar Zman. And Mechusar Zman is a pegam in a korban. Remember, Shivas Yomim Ptiatachat Imo. In this case, you cannot consider it to be roi for Shechita because it was an Osov Ezbeno, which you weren't allowed to shech. And therefore, it's possible because of Mechusar Zman. So these would be the first examples of the simple options, the first four cases. Now, the next four cases, we're talking about the Shechita is in the same place, but we've got a difference between the parent and child. So the first one was Chulin, and the second one, again, parent and child could be child and parent. It doesn't matter which direction you go in. So we don't identify parent or child. We identify first or second. So let's say the first one was Chulin. The second one was Kachim. Both of them Bechutz. So then the first one obviously is kosher. It's a normal animal. You didn't do anything wrong. So that's kosher. And your putter, but the second one, which was kachim b'chutz, you're not going to be chayev kares because it was b'chutzer zman, and therefore it wasn't roy to be brought on the mizbeach b'fnim. So therefore, there's no chayev of kares. But there is, however, the iser lav of otov et beno, and therefore you would be sofeg as ha'arboyim, and obviously the korban is pasal, the kachim. Now, how about the other way around? How about if the first one you shechted was kachim, and the second one was chulin, and they were both bechutz? Well, then you shechted a kosher korban bechutz in your chai of kores, and of course it's pasul. The second one would be chulin bifnim, bechutz, which is, of course, completely kosher, but you would be chayiv for osov es benos, in which case both of them would be chayiv malchus. The first one for the act of shkotei chutz, and which is also kares, and the second one for the act of osov es benos. Now, how about if it's both of them are bifnim? So let's take the order: first the chulin was shechted bifnim, and then the kachin. So in that case, both of them are pasul, obviously. The first is chulin shenishkalu ba'azara, and we said that that's pasul, not allowed to eat it. The second is because it's a korban that was b'chutzer zman, and that's also pasul. And therefore, both of them are, the second one is going to get malchus, but both of them are pasul. Only the second one is going to get malchus because of otov et beno. Now, the last of this grouping would be the order is inside, first the Kodesh one, then the Chulin one, in which case, obviously, the first one is fine, and you did the right thing. So the first one is kosher, and you're potter, but the second one, which is Osov Es Beno, is also Chulin Ba'azara, and therefore, it's not kosher, and you were over a lav in shechting it because of Osov Es Beno. Next group of four. So the next group of four, we're talking about both animals were the same, but the places are different. So first you shechted the chulin, both of them are chulin, and you shecht the first one b'chutz, and the second one bifnim. So, I mean, obviously the first one is normal. That's the rishon is kosher, and it's potter, you didn't do anything wrong. But the second one, which you shechted chulin bifnim, not only would you get malchus because it was osov es beno, but it would also be pasul because it was chulin shenishkalu ba'azara. How about in the direction of kachim? Both of them are kachim. First one was bechutz, second one was bifnim. Well, then the first one is chayiv kares, and the second one is chayiv malchus for osov es beno, and both of them, of course, are pasul. One is pasul because of bechutz zman, and the other one is pasul because it is kachim b'chutz. How about if both of them are chulin? And first you shecht the chulin bifnim, and that one would be pasul because of nishkal b'azara. So then the rishon is pasul, but it's no iser lav, and therefore there's no malchus. It's an iser atzei to do shechita b'azara of chulin. And b'chutz, the second one, is perfectly kosher, but it's usher because it was osov es beno. So you would get malchus. And the case in which both of them are kachim, first one done bifnim, of course it's completely kosher, harishon kasher upatur. The second one, which was kachim bechutz, is not a chi of kares because it's bechutzer zman, and therefore it's not roy from the mizbeach, and you're not chai of kares, so the shrita schutz, but you would be chai of malchus because of osov es beno, and of course it would be pasul because it was a kachim b'chutz. Forget about the fact that it's b'chutz v'zman. Okay, so turn around on that. How do we know? Minayin lo tovet benoshinoi b'mugdashi. I mean, isn't like it's referring to things that you yourself are going to eat. So why do we think that it's true even of korbanos? Because it comes together with shor o chesef o eiz ki yivaleid, and therefore, since the next pasuk is the otovet beno, so obviously, first pasuk, vayashivasyomim, tachatimo, umir mashmini vahala, which is the classic b'chusar zman, is followed directly by shor osa otovet beno. So, obviously, it means that they're smuchim one to another, and that we're continuing on the discussion of kachim. So it's right away, shor osa otovet beno, lo tishkatu biyom echad. That teaches us that otovet beno is noig b'mugdashim. And that's clear. But maybe it's only b'mugdashim. Wait a minute. Now that you're telling me that the context is b'mugdashim, maybe it's a din in kachim. The same way that shivas yomi tachas imo is a din in kachim. So why is this applied to chulin? Ve'ima b'mugdashim in b'chulin lo. So where do you get that from? Because the second pasuk began again with the words shor oseh. Why did you have to say shor oseh again? If you were continuing shor kesef ve'eiz, you could have just said ve otoved beno lo tishchatu. So since you broke the continuation, it's telling me that it's also referring to chulin. Wait a minute. So then we're back to what we thought before. So maybe it's only chulin because you broke the smichas by repeating the shor oseh. But that, it doesn't say shorose. It says vishorose. And therefore, vav is mosif alinyan rishon and brings it back into the association with kachim as well, in which case we have both. Now, you could say that if that is the case, then maybe it would be connected to kachim in terms of limiting where it's applied to, because kachim cannot be referring to kilayim. The pasuk shor chesef o'eiz teaches us that it has to be a real shor kesef and eiz, and not a hybrid of a shor and kesef. So then maybe that's true of otovet beno. If you have hybrid animals, then there's no iser of otovet beno. But the problem is that a braita says beferish that that's not true. Otovet beno is noeg bekalayim, and it's noeg with a koi, which also according to one shita is kalayim, va'od. And there's another problem here, that if you're telling me that we include kilayim, how do we explain the fact that shor oseh otovet beno, when Rava said that whenever it says seh in the Torah, this is a bnei av koma kom shenemar seh, where it says over there, zota beima shetochelu shor, seh avim, v'seh izim. So it specifies two different types of sehs, one of kesef, one of eiz. It means lo tziyat akilayin, that the word seh means a purebred, not a hybrid. Answers the Gemara, because it says o, shor oseh, and that means that it could be the lerabot et akilayim, because otherwise why did it have to say, oh, it could have said shor veseh. But wait a minute, we need o to tell me that it's mechalek, because if it didn't say or, I would have thought you have to be shechting a shor and its child, and a seh and its child, and only then if you do both, shor veseh, otoved beno. Therefore, I need to write shor oset to tell me it could be either or. So I need that lechalik, because sakat atakamin, I would have thought that you'd have to shecht a shor and its child, and a seh and its child. And otherwise, you weren't over on a lav, come marshmallow on o. So we need the o. No, I don't need the o lechalik, because I know lechalik from the word beno. Its child, otoved beno, its specific child. So that would mean only one of them. Wait a minute, it's not enough, because I still needed to teach me something else. It says in the Braita, Akatimi Barle Likitatanya, Ilu Nemar Shor Vase Ubeno. I would have thought, even though one beno is Lashon Yachid, I would have still thought, you're only going to be chayev if you shechted both a shor and a seh, and one of their children. But I agree, beno means only one of them. But it still would say shor vaseh, So it yomer chishkot shor plus a se plus a child. Talmud lomar shor osa otoved bno. So apparently we're using o to tell me lachalik, right? Not bino. No. We're learning from otove et bino. That's where we learn it from. And we don't need it lachalik. And therefore it's coming to be marba kilayim, like we said. But wait a minute. That's only according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan have that word oto being extra. But remember Hananya, he doesn't have that oto as being extra. We're soon going to be seeing what the machlokas is between the Rabbanan and Hananya about how to understand the word oto. So according to Hananya, how would he know lechalek? How do we know that it's either a shor or a seh and a child? Because remember, we have the sheet of Rabbi Yonatan that you never need a raya lechalek, because that's the famous Rabbi Yonatan. Remember Rabbi Yonatan who said to Tanya, it says over here, a man who curses his father and his mother. So, mashma, that the only time that he would be chayev misa mot yumat is only if he cursed both of them. Aviv imo mot yumat. But how about if he only cursed his father, shelo imo? Or maybe he only curses his mother, shelo aviv. How do we know that you're chayev? Talmud Lomar goes on to say in that same pasuk, the ish ish asher yikalel et aviv et imo, mot yumat. And then it repeats, aviv v'imo kilel. So that means one of the kilel was next to the word imo, and one of the kilel was kilel aviv. So that tells me either way, aviv kilel, or imo kilel. That's Reb Hoshaya. Reb Hoshaya's shot, but Reb Yonatan says, you never need a raya that something means either or. So it means and slash or. Wherever it says and, it does not need an O to tell me or. And means or. So vav actually serves as either or. And mashma shneim ke'echad, u'mashma echad bifnei atzmo, if the Torah wanted it to be both together, it would have said yachdav, which is exactly what it does say when it says lo tacharosh b'shor v'chamor yachdav. Why does it need to say yachdav? Why doesn't it say lo tacharosh b'shor v'chamor? Because that is what it would mean. Now, you said there was a machlokas about Hananya and the Rabbanan had to be dorosh oto. What were we referring to? My Hananya u'my Rabbanan, the Tanya. Oto ve'ed b'no noheg b'nekevot ve'eno noheg b'zecharim. Oto ve'ed b'no is a question of mother and child, not father and child. Hananya Omer, no, it could be either mother and child or father and child. So what's the machlokas here? My time at Rabbanan. So why do the Rabbanan say that it's only b'nei kevod and not b'zecharim? What would be the basis of such a thing? The Tanya. This is the Rabbanan. You might have thought that actually the din of otovet beno would refer either to mother and child or to father and child. And actually, you could figure out that no, that's not true. You don't need a pasuk because of a dinu. Chievkan, the Torah said that you're not allowed to shecht a parent and a child. But we have a same din of parent and child where it's talking about shiluach hakein. And over there it talks about aim al habanim. So in the same way that when the Torah said you can't take the mother and child, that specified the aim. So mashik kishechiyev be'aim al abanim, it was referring to nekevot v'lo b'zecharim. So too over here, when it's talking about otoved b'no, it is talking about nekevot v'lo b'zecharim. I could figure that out myself. So why would I have thought otherwise? No, lo imamarta be'aim al abanim. That's because the Torah over there is much more makil than otoved beno, and it's only going to refer to one of the parents. Why? Because in general, if you have a chicken farm, there's no din of aim al abanim, right? You take the eggs, you take the chicks. Why is that? Because it's only ki yikare. So it's a very limited mitzvah. It's not a fundamental mother and child thing. So over there, it's a big kula. Shekein lo asaba mizuman kishenu mizuman. Something that's yours and you prepared it. There's no din. of the Emala Banim. Masha'in came by Ovo Toved Beno, makes no difference. It could be your own farmyard. You're still going to be chayav. Maybe over there, the Torah would have been more machmir, and it would be either parent would be mechayav you and Ovo Toved Beno. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, Oto means one, echad. Veloshnayim, why don't I say Oto? It could have just said Ovo Beno. So therefore, it's coming to tell me only one of the parents. Now, which parent? Oh, which parent? Once it tells you it's only one parent, I can figure out which parent, because now, zachiti ledin, if it was b'chayev me over here, and it's b'chayev be'im al abonim, so now it makes sense. Ma k'shechiye be'im al abonim b'dekevot v'lo b'zacharim, af k'shechiyev kan b'dekevot v'lo b'zacharim. And over here, there's no comeback. You can't say it's more chomer, because there's, if it's only one parent, it's not going to be more chomer one way or the other. What's the difference which parent it is? Now, if you don't like my proof, I'll tell you another proof. Look, it says Otoved Bino. What Bino is referring to a child that is actually relating to you as daddy. And Misha Bino Karucha Charav. Did you ever see animals looking for daddy? They're always looking for mommy. And that means that it's Yotze Zachar She'in Benoka Ruchacharov. Apparently, they never read their birth certificate, and that's why they never go for daddy. They only go for mommy. And so the Otoved Beno means it's emotional son. What did you mean when you said, if you don't like what I'm saying? What do you have against what I'm saying? Ma'im Nafshecha Lomar. I thought it was pretty good, the way that I proved it. What did you have against it? Well, I'll tell you what I have against it. Oto is masculine, not feminine. So the word over here, the gender of the word, is the wrong gender. If you're claiming that we're talking about mommy, why does it say Oto? Mommy isn't Oto. Mommy is Ota. So you're telling me that, I mean, it's not fair to compare it to the din of Shiluach HaKain, because here it says Beno. So I will answer you that is basically, you say Oto Zachar Mashma, I say it says Bino. Misha Bino Karucha Charav. Yotza Zachar She'en Bino Karucha Charav. So now we understand that we've got the two approaches. Now, Bezrat Hashem, on Motzei Shabbat, we will continue to look into the Sheet of Hananya, how to understand the Oto, what we can be medayik from the Oto, and how it actually impacts the drasha that we've said until now in understanding where Otoved Beno is noheg and whether we need a special pasuk to be mechalek all, to be discussed Bezrat Hashem after our very important discussion with our very own anthropologist from Mars. Let me just see if we can tune in. If we can tune in.
H27.
Yeah, you seem to be getting a little more intelligent lately. I guess the Martians are starting to come over to our side. Next thing you know, Barnea will claim that it's just an internet story. And it really was 837, not 827. You can't believe anything anymore. I'm telling you. Bob Dylan, Dylan Thomas, anthropologist from Mars. It's all AI. This is a disaster.
Moshe Sandel is real.
Are we sure? What about those bears? Okay, Rabbi Said. I think this still justifies a 9:30 meeting. And we'll see you, Bezos Hashem, 9:30, Mitzvah Shabbos Kadesh. And does Moshe and don't want to interrupt proceedings despite the fact that it's 9:10 or he'll communicate?
I just wanted to know if we're going to get around to mentioning that it says Shor Vaset, which will be a Shor is clearly a male, no?
An interesting point. We'll leave it for our continuation.
There's the man who's maybe also by the horn.
But there's also in the beginning the ratio of the Mishnah there's a
yes. It doesn't matter.
It's, okay.
Yeah, it's the perception. Again, the halacha is enough. Okay, Rabbi Osai, see you, and looking forward to seeing you. leader. Kol Tov, and a good Shabbos for those of you who are not going to join. Yeah. And I'll miss you for those who are.